Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Yud Dalid, and everybody should have a Chanukah Tzameach, a Freilich and Chanukah. We start Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the last few lines before the two dots, have a lot to say for us. Let's discuss it. So yesterday we had the Brisa that Rabba Bar Chanina said in front of Rav Nachman, where he quoted the Pasek, V'haya B'yoman Chilo Asbanav, the Pasek in Pashas Kiseitse, and we darshan from the word Bayom, that something about Nachlis only takes place by Yom. And not at night. Something about it. B'yom ha-tamapel nachlos, v'yeh tamapel nachlos b'layla. That was what the drasha is. So Abaya asked, what does that mean? What if somebody does, the difference between if somebody dies during the day and during the night? That only if somebody dies during the day, there's going to be nachla, and not if somebody dies during the night? So that can't be. So the Gemara says, oh, maybe it means din nachlos ka'amrit. That there's something different about the halacha of hilchos nachlos. And it has the halacha of a din. Is that what it means? The Gemara says, yes. Right, we already mentioned this concept of nachlos being something unique and not just a regular case of dini mamonis, but there's something unique about it. This pasuk was quoted by the Rambam that we saw, that this halacha. But let's start from that answer, about seven lines up from the bottom, on Kuf Yud Gimel Mabez. So again, the question was, what is the pasuk telling me by Bayom? It's not that if somebody dies during the day, so the Gemara says, Dim Din Nachlos Kamrit, maybe you mean Din Nachlos, meaning the Tanya, the following brisa. V'haysa l'vnei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat, it will be, Nachlos will be for B'nai Yisrael, for a chukah, for a law, chukas mishpat, o ra'a kala parsha kula lios din. So this screams out that the entire parsha has the halacha of din, of a legal splitting up nachla has the halacha of a legal process. Kud Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda says, shlosha shenichlusu levakar esachola. If three people go in, there's somebody who's on his deathbed, and three people go to visit him, to do bikur cholim. Ratzu kosvin, ratzu osen din. So if they want, they could already do the din, they could function as a bezdin. They are three. Didi mamon is b'shlosha, and therefore if they go and the shchiv mirah, the one who's on his deathbed, says that this is what they want to do, so they could execute that, because they are a bezdin, they're three people. Or ratzu kosvin, if they wanted, they could be edim. They could write it down, and then they could testify about this in front of another bezdin. It's their choice. If they go to be mevaker echola, ratzu kosvin, ratzu osen din. Shnayim, but if there are only two, kosavenos and din. So two is not a bezdin, so therefore two does not have a choice that they can execute this themselves. So two, kosvin, have to write it, they have to function as edim, they ain't osindin. And they can't be a bezdin. Right? So that's, if it was three people, they walk in, how could they be a bezdin? Don't you need something called Haggadah's Edus? Don't you need a legal process that the edim have to testify in front of the court, and the court has to accept the testimony? So the concept comes from Maseches Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara says, Lo tei shmia gdola miriya. Right? Hearing about it is not going to be greater than seeing it. So if Bezdin hears something that's accepted, even though Bezdin has no idea what happened, so if Bezdin actually sees it themselves, then of course they could accept it and be a Bezdin themselves. So that is the Shita of Rav Yehuda. Says Rav Chisda, we didn't get up to our point yet, V'yamar Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda says, Lo shanu ala bayom. When do we say that this is true, that they could function, if they're three, they could function as a bezdin or as edim? This is only if they went to visit him during the day. They visit during the day, so then we say that they could function as a bezdin. Aval balayla, but if they went at night, if they went to visit him at night, then he gave them these instructions at night, so then afilu shlosha kosav enos din. So even three people cannot function as edim. I'm sorry, as a bezdin. They have to function only as edim. Kosvin, write down the testimony and testify at a later date. Ve'enos din. It can't be dayanim. Why? My taima, the havi lahu edim. Ve'en ed nasadayan. Why? Because the second that they go at night, it's impossible for them. There's no bezdin balayla. So therefore, they can only be edim. And once they have the status of edim, so then they cannot switch. We'll talk about this soon. They can't switch to be dayanim, to be a bezdin. Ed ed nasadayan. Right? You can't switch hats in halacha. So there you see, from this whole brayso, you see that there's an aspect of din when it comes to nachlis. If they would go at night, they wouldn't be able to accept for being dayanim. So asked, who was the one talking here? Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak was in, Rav Bar Chinuka said this in front of Rav Nachman, and Abaye says that can't be. So Rav Nachman says, is this what you meant? So the answer is yeah. Amale in Hachinami Ka'amina. Yes, this is exactly what I meant. I did nachlis ka'amrit. Okay, a few things to talk about. First of all, the mitzvah bikur cholim, we're not going to talk about it so much, but we know that people are going to be mevaker chola. Remember the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, where the Rambam writes in Perek Yudal, and I think it is in Hilchos Avel, that there's a mitzvah rabbanon to be mevaker chola, and to be malav emes, and between machnas orchim, and to be machnas kala, all the mitzvahs rabbanon of chesed. And then the Rambam says, and these are dvarim shebegufo she'en lahem shir, as we say in the Mishnah in Peah every morning. But then the Rambam adds, even though they are obligations, midrabanan, they are chiyuvim derabanan, they are all a kiyum deoraisa of v'yahavta recha kamocha. Sometimes we have details which are derabanan, which come up and create a kiyum deoraisa, chiyuvim derabanan, which create a kiyum deoraisa. You have that, for example, by muksa. The Rambam writes, Rambam gives three examples in Hilchos Shabbos when it comes to, for reasons for muksa. We know muksa is a derabanan creation. Muksa by Dinim Daraisa. But even though little children, they say, why can't you do that on Shabbos? Why can't you drive a car? Because it's muksa. Right? There's more serious issues than driving a car than muksa. But muksa, there are three reasons given by the Rambam. Number one, maybe the reason is gzeira, because we don't want you to be involved in certain kalim, because you might come to use them. Another is that the one I want to mention now, Rav Soloveitchik gave the example. If your person does the same thing on weekday that he does on Shabbos, let's say there's somebody who doesn't go to work during the week, and he just sits around and does nothing. It could very well be that it won't be Nikar, that it is Shabbos, and therefore there won't be a Shvisa Nikeres. And the Rambam says you need a Shvisa Nikeres when it comes to Shabbos. Number three, the Rambam says, and this is actually the first one that he quotes, I forgot to bring it, he says, if on Shabbos it says your Dibor should be different, then your Hiluch should be different, so surely your Tiltul should be different. And if not, you are Mevatel the Din of Laman Yanuach. So the Rambam says, if you don't make it Shabbos different at all, and nothing's, it's no Laman Yanuach. What do you mean Laman Yanuach? Laman Yanuach is a pasuk. Laman Yanuach Sharacha V'chamarcha. We're talking about muksa here. How could that be a bittel of Laman Yanuach? The answer is no. This is another example where the details of a halacha might be derabanan, but there would be a kiyum d'oraisa of the pasuk of Laman Yanuach. You know, that's another one. Another example. First, we have this one when it comes to Bikur Cholim, all the mitzvahs derabanan. We have another one by Muksa. I'll give it one more, and then we'll go to the next point. Another one is, what was I about to mention? The mitzvah of Chinuch. The mitzvah of Chinuch. Achlokes, whether the mitzvah of Chinuch is a mitzvah derabanan or a mitzvah daraisa. Mitzvah of Chinuch, teaching our children. Right? Mitzvah to teach our children Torah. So that's daraisa. That's Vishinantu Levanecha. But what about the mitzvah of Chinuch? Not teaching them, not learning with them, but guiding them in the other area of mitzvahs. That's the Machlokas Rishonim, whether that's derabanan or daraisa. So according to the Rishonim, let's say it's derabanan. What mi daraisa? You're allowed to do whatever you want. You're allowed to let your children do whatever they want. The Rabbana came up with a big chiddush. Oh, you have to make sure that they follow the Derech HaTorah in Avodas Hashem. No, so l'chora, even if you say the details of chiddush of the Rabbanan, it's a kiyam d'oraisa of the pasuk by Avram Avinu. Ki yedativ, l'man asher yitzav es banav es beis o'achrav. That I love him because he's mitzava and he commands his children. So it's a kiyam. It's a kiyam of ki yedativ, even though the chiyuvim are d'rabbanan. So that's one first idea. The chiyuvim d'rabbanan with a kiyam d'oraisa, that comes up by Bikur Chol. Can you do Bikur Cholim by the telephone? It's a big sugya discussion in the, I think we discussed it in a Shabbos here a couple of weeks ago. We discussed Pashas Lech Lecha. We had a little time. But Moshe has a shuva about that. If that's the only thing you could do, that's the only thing you could do. Because the Gemara says you have to try to do something physically for the Chola. So you can't do that over the phone. But if that's the only thing that you could do, that's what is done. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda said, back to the bottom of the previous Amud. These four lines, as you can see from the Ba'alei HaTosfos on the Amud, just in the Rashbam, are chock full of what to talk about, these few lines. So first, a discussion on the previous Amun Amun Bey. So remember the Rabbi Yehuda said, three people go to visit a chola, so they can either be Edim or Dayanim. But if there are only two, they have to be Edim and not Dayanim. Says, so two sugis that come up here, both very halacha l'maisa. First is, the Gemara says, Shnayim kosam ve'inos and din. So the Rashbam says, this is based on the principle of Hodas Valdin Kimea Edim Dami. If somebody says that I want to give such and such of my estate to Reuven and this to Shimon, I want to split it up this way, He's just testifying. How do you know that's true? How do you know we should do that? So the Rashbam says about 8 lines up from the bottom, V'kivan, second word on the line is V'kivan. V'kivan, dehein ro'en es ha'chola, shemachalek nechasav bifneihem. Since they see the chola distributing the property, the assets in front of them, hodas baldin k'me edem dami. Right, hold on. He admitted there's like 100 witnesses. You don't need Edim. As I said before, how can they jump to be Dayanim? Right? Don't you need Kabbalah's Edus? Says the Rashbam, you have Kabbalah's Edus. Hoda'as Valdin, Kemeya Edim Dami. So that is, this is a huge sugya in Shas, as we know, as we have noted in the past. Hoda'as Valdin, and the big question, which the Ksos made famous, is how do I look at this sugya of Hoda'as Valdin? When somebody comes to court and says, I owe Reuven $100, Bezim will make him pay that. Why does Bezda make it pay that? What is the lumdus behind that? So the Ksos made famous the Chakira and Simon Lamedalid. Is Hodas Baldin what we call Ne'manus, Birur, or is it his Chayvus? Meaning if somebody comes to court and says, I owe him $100, do we really believe him? Do we really believe that so-and-so, this guy owes him $100, or we have no idea what the truth is? We have no idea if he paid him the money. We have no idea if he owes him. But you know what? He's admitting, and he can obligate himself now to whatever he wants. He can do whatever. It's like a neder.
Then you can do that at night.
Sorry?
Then
you should be able to do it at night, unless you say this is a formalized, legalized hodas baldin. But you're right, in a chinami. If you say it's more of a neder hischaivus, it should be able to be done at night, hodas baldin.
Because we know that
Dayanim
can do it at night.
Right. His hagada, his hodah might be able to be done at night. But could Bezdin can't paskin at night, even if they hear a Hodas Baldin. Bezdin can't paskin at night, if the whole thing is at night. But, Echinami, Pashtus is that would be a Nafkamina. That would be a Nafkamina. Can you do it? Could he be Moda at night, and that could function as a Haggadah Seidus?
If we saw it at night, they can do it at night. Why? Aren't they
paskin at night? If, no, we just said, Lo Shana, no, if they saw it at night, they can't. That's the second half. That's Rav Chisda. Balayla afilu shlosha kosin, top of the next Amud, what we just read. Right, so three wouldn't be able to do it at night. But I agree, on the surface you might say this might be enough community, but let me read the Ksos. The Ksos says it's Ibn Lama Dalid. He talks about two parallel chakiras. First he talks about Shavi Anafshe, Chaticha di Yisrael, which is not for now. And then he talks about Hodas Baldin. Lachay Nira, Tahad Ne'eman Adam Al Atzmo, Afal Pishahu Karov Eisal Atzmo. How can I be believed about myself even though I'm my own closest relative? Why? Hainu Mishum Kain Gzeris HaKasuv Shiyehe Adam Ne'eman Al Atzmo Bechol Apsulin Sheyeshbo. That's what the Torah says. You're believed about yourself. That's the language of the Ksos. You're believed about yourself. We'll skip what he says for a minute. V'im kein, ki hecha dehem in ha-Torah shnei edim al achirim, kein hem in ha-Torah l'chol adam al atzmo. The Ksos is a big believer of ne'emanus birur. That the Torah says you believe a person about himself. Even though one aid is usually not believed. About yourself he can. Meaning take the phrase literally. Hodas baldin k'mei edim dami. That's not just the result. Not the result, but that is the process as well that is considered kukuf edim. Af agav dukarv la'atzmo, dukarv la'pasla ha'torah, ela al-achirim. Av la'atzmo ne'eman. Okay, that's what he says. That's what he says. Who argues that other achrodim? Umiksas shekasvu, says the Ksos. Umiksas shekasvu shegam bedin shavi anafshe chadicha di sura hu gam kein bitaras neder. He says, others say it's bitaras neder and his chayvus. He says, I don't think so. I think it's a din ne'emanus. Where do you see this? First of all, is there a makor for Hodas Baldin? You need a source for that in the Torah? So if you look all throughout Shas, there is no source quoted in Shas. There's no pasuk quoted for Hodas Baldin. You have to wait for Rashi for that. Rashi, Kedushin Samachay, quotes three words. What's the source for Hodas Baldin? Ki huzeh. Pasuk by Moda b'Miksas. Ki huzeh. So say the Achronim. So what do you need a makor for? If you say it's just based on a neder, a hischaivus, you can obligate yourself to whatever you want, then you shouldn't need a makar. But the fact that there's a makar, maybe that's telling me I believe this guy, and it's an emanus, that's exactly what the Ksos says. The Ksos says, oh, there's a makar, so that's how you know it is an emanus. Where did we discuss this last? Maybe earlier, but we discussed this back in this Masechta, Daf Lama Gimel, back in Cheskes Abatim. I'll remind you of the Gemara. Krevei de Rav Idi Bar Avin Shachiv, a relative of Rav Idi Bar Avin had died, v'shavak dikla, and he had left a palm tree. He left a palm tree, and there was a machlokes, who was the closest relative? Machlokas, Rav Idi bar Avin Amar, Anak Hariv Natvei. Rav Idi says, I'm the closest relative. And some other guy, Yehu Gavra Amar, Anak Hariv Natvei. So it was Machlokas, who was the closest relative? Lesof Odile to Iukar Tvei. At the end of the day, the guy admitted to Rav Idi, okay, you're right. You're closer. Ukma Rav Chizda Biyade is Rav Chizda said, okay, the tree belongs to Rav Idi. Amar Le, Lehederli Peri Da'achlam Yahu Yomar Ashto. Okay, let him give me back the fruit that he ate in the interim. We've had this machlokas for 2 weeks. He's been eating fruit for 2 weeks. He has to give that back to me. Omar says Rav Chizda, Zeu she'omrim alav adam gadol hu. This is an adam gadol. Aman kasamech mar ahai hod Omar da'anak makariv netvei. Who are you relying on that you're giving it to you? This guy. Well, he's saying he was the one that told it to you. So you can't take stuff from him from earlier. The only reason that you know is that he said today that he's going to give you the tree. You can't go backwards. So what's that machlokas about? Rav Idi, great Amora, wanted to take it backwards. So it might be this point. If you say, Odos Paul, then he admitted today that the other guy's the closer relative. If you say it's a Namonis, so he say this is always your tree. If this was always your tree, that he has to give back fruit, Lamafreya, the money for the fruit. But if you say it is a Xeris Akosov that today, he's able to, maybe not Xeris Akosov, it's a Hischaibus, it's a Neder, so then you wouldn't have to give the fruit in the, going backwards. Another Nafkamina that I don't think I've mentioned before. Two Machlokas on Shulchan Aruch, between the Nosei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Kiddushin, somebody gets married, Almanas sheyomar leploni sheyeshli mana biyado. Harei mekudeshes li almanas that Reuven has $200 of mine. That Reuven owes me $200. That's what a person says. A person can make any tonight that he wants. Harei mekudeshes li almanas that it rains tomorrow. Almanas mekudeshes li that I'm an ashir, that I'm a chacham. Right, all the cases in kedushin. So almanas that Reuven has $100 of mine. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Omar, yesh lo biyadi mekudeshes. If you go ask the guy, and the guy says he has $200, he has to pay the chazan $200, married. And if he doesn't say it, lo amar lo, ain't mekudeshes. Fine. When he admits, let's say I made the tanai on Tuesday, and the guy admits on Thursday. So when the guy admits on Thursday, does he have to say that he owed him $200 from earlier, from the time of the kiddushin, or not? Says the Beit Shmuel, Hainu sheyesh lo ba'eis ha-kiddushin dafka v'lo ba'eis ha-amira. He had at the time of the kiddushin, at the time of the amira. Kivan da'amar mana biyat ploni. Right, so that's what he says. It has to be b'shas ha-kiddushin and not b'shas ha-amira. Right, amanah sheyomar leploni sheyesh lo biyat amana. So that's the Beit Shmuel. The Chalkas B'chokeg has no limitations. It's whether there are limitations, whether he had to have it in the past, and he can't just say right now I owe him or not. So the way the Achronim, the Primosha says, this again is a machlokas. If he says right now and you go backwards, he can say right now I have it. Because you always go backwards anyway. It's biru ne'amonis. But if you say that it is a hischaivas neder, then it would not be good enough. And one more, and then we will continue. Again, this is where a lot of the action is for today's daf, right? These little few lines, Kufi Dalan Bo Masra, Kufi Gimel, is much talked about. And the other one is, Gemara, we know, let's say a man and a woman come to us and say that we're married. I'm a Kaddish Beit Olavein Atzmo. We're married. So it says the Gemara, Ein Choshem L'Kiddushin. Even if there was one witness, Gemara and Kiddushin Sabachayim Abbas. Right, Mekadosh Beit Echad, Eim Mekadoshim Kiddushim, even if the Chasim and the Kala admit. The question is, what do you mean? They're admitting. They're admitting that there was a monetary transaction between the two of them. Right? The Gemara has a Havamina that it should work based on Hodas Baldin. Kamash Malan, it doesn't. Because it's Chav La'achrini, which hopefully we'll get back to later, but if there's time. So, what's the Havamina that Hodas Baldin would work by a marriage? Says the Ksos, that's the biggest riot to me. Right? Why? Because if it's just a din of his Chayvas, it didn't really take place. We just believe that you owe him. So of course it can't work as a marriage. Of course it can't work. There were no witnesses there. If you say we believe that it happened, okay, then there's something to talk about. We'll still say it's no good because of the kazim of Chav La'achrini. But the only Havamina that it could work as a marriage based on Hodas Baldin would mean if it is a Hischaivus or a Neder. So that is the first sugya that comes up here that he showed him. Hodas Baldin, that's a sugya that comes up many places elsewhere as well. The other sugya, which this Gemara is really one of the main sugyas in Shas for, is the discussion in the Rashbam and Tosfos here. And that is, when does the status of a witness start? When does Shame Eight start? We say, these three people that come to visit the guy, they could be a Bezdin, they could be Edim. If there could be a Bezdin, that means they didn't become Edim right when they hear it. Because we know there's a principle of Eini Nasadayan. So when did they become Edim? So let's read the Rashbam. This is the first three lines of the Rashbam. Second wide line on Kufyud Gimel Amud Beis. The end of the line. Second wide line. Nira Be'enai. This sheet of the Rashbam is much discussed. Nira Be'enai. Did Dafka Nakach and Nichlusu Levaker? What's the lesson of the Braisa? Three people went in to go visit the sick. Hilkach, because of that, Ratzu Ya'idu Ratzu Yudayanim. That's why they could testify or be judges. Because if their kavana was to visit the sick, so then they are not Edim. Aval im Nichlusu Lahaid. But what if they heard that the guy wants people to say over his estate in front of? They went to be witnesses. They went to the Maisa to be witnesses. So then, Shazimul Jam, Sham. Maybe the guy, you know, invited them to come. Vihiviyam Lashmoa Kade Lahaid, Hare Haim Adim. The Ene Nasadayan, the Dummy, Lenichrusu Balaila, the Chashav Luhu Adim.
If three people went in with the Kavana of being witnesses, then they are witnesses B'shas Maisa. Says the Rashbam, when does the Shemate start? B'shas Re'iyas HaMaisa. Not B'shas Hagodas Edis Bebezdin. That is the Chiddush of the Rashbam. Continue reading for a second. Ha'olu mitchila lo hayu ru'uyin ladin, delayu avtchilas din, v'koshkein hacha, de'imbo l'sham edus eini nasadayin. What's his raya? Gemara in the first paragraph in Makkos. She might have learned Makkos davav. D'chashav lu Reb Yossi hasam edim l'psol sashar, imro iman is a maisa. Pe'imsun la'edus. The sugya there is that Reb Yossi says if a group of people see something together, so then boom, nim sa'achad karav apasay dusin b'teila. Why? So you see, even if they're outside of court, they're witnessing an act. And that's why the Gemara asks, Rebbe says, how can you say such a thing? What about three people that witness a murder, and one of them is the dead guy's brother? You're going to say the other two guys can't testify? How could that be? Right, that's what Rebbe Yossi argues. And therefore, what's the answer? The answer isn't, the Rashbam says, they're not shame aid only starts later. The answer is that that certain types of psulim, right? The Gemara says harug yatsio, a baldover, the guy himself, the guy who was murdered, witnessed the case. The Rashbam said no. There are certain people that don't have a shame aid. It's not that they're an eight apostle. They're not a shame aid, and that's why they wouldn't apostle the group. But that is the Rashbam shita. He quotes otherwise as well. Shame aid starts at shas reiyas hamaisa if they had kavana lahaid. Yeah. Yes, only if
they didn't have
Kavana,
then when does it start?
Then it starts whenever, then maybe when they come to court. When the decision is made, there's only two points that it could start. It's not going to start when they're at home and they decide, you know what, let's go to court tomorrow, okay, after the Maisa. It's either Shas Reiyas HaMaisa with Kavana Lahaid, or later. So the Rashbam says, it starts Reiyas HaMaisa with Shas Kavana Lahaid. The Tosfos here. Correct. Shenichnusu levakar sachole. Exactly.
It's not a question of memory.
It's not a question, right. It's a question of what their halachic status is. That is the shita of the Rashbam. If you look in Tosfos, if you look in the Ramban, you look in other Rishonim say no. It starts Bishas. Tosfos says, this is big Tosfos of an Aleph. Tosfos says no, it starts Bishas. Hagadas Eidus Bebezdin. That's what a Shem Eid starts. There's no Shem Eid beforehand. Doesn't start Bishas for Yis HaMaisa. Where does this come up? This comes up. I'll show you the two lines in the Tosfos if you want to read this. It's about 20 lines down on Amud Aleph in the medium lines. It says Va'od Omeri, Va'od Omeri. It's the second to last line of Rabbeinu Gershom across from there. Va'od Omeri, third to last word on the line. Va'od Omeri Dehasam Nami BeKavana Lechuda Sheniskabnu LaHaid B'Shas Ruia LaHaisa Yedusa B'Teila Ella K'Shehiidu Acher Kach BeBezdin. Only B'shas, when you go to Bezdin. Only when you go to Bezdin, that's when you get a Shemaid and Nimsa Echad Karv Apostle. Where does this come up? This comes up, this we've mentioned in the past, and that is by a wedding. By a wedding, you have everybody looking. Nobody's giving testimony nobody's going to court afterwards, but everybody's looking. They want to see the chassan put the ring on the collar. They're trying. So what's going on here? You have around this chuppah, you have krovim and psulim. Right? So what do you do? Is that a problem? So if you look in Kiddushin. If you look at Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel, if you remember, the Gemara says, in the sugya of Shliach Nasa Eid, Elameata, the Gemara asks a rhetorical question. Kidesh Isha Bifnei Shnayim, Velo Amar Lahem Ateme Dai, Hachanami Delohavi Kiddushe? If somebody gets married and does not appoint witnesses, you're going to say it's not a good marriage? Meaning, of course, it's a good marriage. The Gemara says explicitly that the chassan or does not have to be miyachid eitim, does not have to say, you two are my witnesses. That's what the Gemara says. Where does the whole controversy come up? The Ritva. The Ritva in this Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel, where the Ritva says, when do we say that you don't need yichud eidim? Mihu, kol hecha sheyish pa'osa maimud ksherim upsulim okrovim, tsorech liyachid eidim Kiddushin. The Ritva holds like the Rashbam, that shas maisa, you become a shame aid, and therefore, the Gemara is only talking about a wedding where there are no relatives at the wedding. It's amazing. Right? No relatives at the wedding. Maybe they're all sitting at the back, they're not at the chuppah. Nobody can see it. So that's where you don't need yichud eidim. De'ilo, because if not, if there are witnesses, relatives there, kiva de'ika eid pasul b'nehem, eidus kulam b'teila.
Sorry,
so you have to work it out. He talks about that here. What about the Gemara Makas? He says, when he quotes, there's a difference between I, what about the sugya of, right, I'll read it, okay. V'afagav da'amina l'mechzi asina, I, don't you say, there are, what if you say, I just came, even the Rashbam agrees that if I come, if I don't come to be an aid, if I just come to see, I'm not really being an aid, then I'm not a shame aid. Says the Ritva, that's only by Dini Mamanis and Dini Nefashis, that where the aidus is only if you come to court. So therefore you have to have kavana lahaid in order to be a shame aid b'shas ra'iyah. But if there is something that is just witnessed, but it's not about going to court afterwards, but it's just a dekium are needed to witness the event, so then you're a shame aid even if you don't have kavana lahaid. Because there you don't have to be made. So it's even one step earlier than the Rashbam. Many Rishonim say it's only once you come to Beis Din. The Rashbam says it's only if you have Kavanah Lahayid. The Ritva says in certain cases, even without Kavanah Lahayid. Just when you witness the act, automatically you're shemaid, and therefore you need Yichud Eidim. You have to say, you two are my Eidim and nobody else. The Ein L'Kiddushin Kiyim below Eidus, Xeris HaKasav, etc. That is the Ritva. He quotes that from his Rebbe. So the question is, are we makbid for this Ritva? So the Shulchan Aruch says, no. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Beferish. What? Yes, it's a Chumrah. The Shulchan Aruch... Correct. It's two steps. It's a two-step Chumrah. Number one, you're an aid before you go to court. And number two, you're an aid automatically, even if you don't have Kavanah Lahaid by Eidekiyim. Is that a question of more Chumrah? I would think he gives us for Eidekiyim because their whole Mahus is right now. They're not there to testify afterwards, to be mevarer, ede birur. Ede kiyum is, they could, but that's not the purpose that they're there. Ede birur, again, we're not going to say, but ede birur are there like dini mamonis, right? The thing could take place even if they're not there. Ruvi can lend him money. If I want to prove it later, I need the edim there. A marriage does not take place without the edim. It's as if it didn't happen. And therefore, that shows that their significance is right now. More of Rabbi Rosen's like always like to say that their solemnizing presence creates the event itself, right? That's the that's what the Eidekiyim do. So, but the Shulchan Aruch says Kidesh Bifnei Eidim Afilu Lo Amar Atem Eidim Mukudeshes. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Membeis. You don't need Yichud Eidim. We are not Machmir for the Shita of the Ritva Meikra Din. Generally, every wedding is machmer for it, because right when you call up Rebbe Yagon Arav Rashi Kabahag is going to be the Eid Kiddushin. That's Yichud Eidim. Right when you call them up, some are makpid. Most Pesach Kedushins say to the chassan, "Yeah, you appoint these witnesses." Rav Salvation went a step further. Are these witnesses to the exclusion of everybody else? Right to be biyachid edim. That's a chumrah. That's a chumrah based on this ritva, based on this Rashbam. It's a chumrah that many the Aruch HaShulchan said it's a good idea because if you don't you're not miyachid edim, everybody's like looking around at the wedding about the photographer and about the caterer and about the everything that's going on. So people aren't focusing unless they know they are the edim. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan said. It's a good idea. It's a good idea to have two people specifically as the edim kedushin. But that is. It's all based on this question, when does the shame aid start? Rashbam, Tosfos, Ritva Kiddushin, Daf Mem Gimel. Okay, that is second sugya. What did we do so far? Three, four sugyas. We did Chiyuvim Durabana, Nekiyim Daraisa, Hodas Baldin, and Shame Aid. One more, and then we're going to do the two dots. It's a lot to talk about, these little dots. You think it's a hidden magic here. The next sugya is just a short one, and that is Einei Nasadayin. Einei Nasadayin, as it says up here, we're on today's daf now. Einei Nasadayin. When does, well, the toast was on today's daf in the previous one, so that counts too. Why can't an aid be a dayin? Wouldn't the aid be the best dayin? Right, he knows what happens, so let him judge. So what's the problem? So the Rashbam says, Gzeiras HaKasav. Rashbam in the Einei Nasadayin, that Dibra Maschil, he says, V'nira be'enai d'gzeiras HaKasav. It's about halfway down on the page. D'gzeiras HaKasav, d'chsiv v'amdu shnei ha'anashim be'edim HaKasav medaber. L'fnei Hashem, hainu l'fnei ha'dayonim. Right, it says, v'amdu l'fnei Hashem. The one who are standing aren't the ones who are being testified in front of. So it's exeris akasav that a person cannot wear two hats in the same court case. Witnesses are witnesses, and judges are judges. So he doesn't give a svara. Tosfos gives a svara. Tosfos says, in the Tosfos right across, about the 10th medium line, Tosfos says, an aid can't be a dayan because that would be edus she'i ata yachol hazima. It's that if you are the judge, you would never accept testimony against your testimony. Therefore, you would never be able to become edim zomimin. And a part of the definition of being an aid is edus she'ata yachol hazima. That is part of the definition of being a witness. You have to be able to get rid of the testimony. But if you can't, so then the testimony won't be accepted.
Okay.
So that is...
I wouldn't even have gone that far. I mean, to test somebody's testimony...
Okay, that can be part of it. That can be part of it. I think that's based what it is. What it is. They won't be ejected. They won't accept it. They won't do Drisha Chakira properly because they are themselves. So Eidah Shiyetu Yechal Hazima. The Ramban also says it's another reason, because we know elsewhere that an aid is not allowed to be Melamed Schus Rechova. He just has to say exactly what happened. It's the Dayanim that have to go back and forth. Be Melamed Schus Rechova, have a discussion. So again, if they're an aid, there's an Isser for them to be Melamed Schus Rechova. That's the Sugya of Ein Ein Asadai. Okay, let's continue now.
When it comes to being Mevakeh L'Chola, so what is it that he's telling them?
When it comes to being Mevakeh L'Chola, he's telling them different estate, different matana shchimira, let's say.
So that's considered Yerusha?
Is it Yerusha? It deals with Yerusha elements. Some of it you're not letting become Yerusha. You look at that, where the Rashbam deals with that. The fourth medium line on the previous Amud, where it says, "Dim Dilma Din Nachlis Kamrit." Shein Dano Sanela Bayom Kishar Dini Mamanis. Meaning, at the end of the day, they're going to say, "This is going to be Yerusha. This is going to be Matana. This is going to be." They're splitting up, dealing with part of it is going to be the Yerusha question, and therefore that is allowed to be done because they have to split up the Yerusha. But how do you split up the Yerusha? You have to figure out what's not Yerusha. But it all has to do, once the person dies, that's when all this is dealt with. And therefore, that would be Yerusha. He says, "Kol shar nachlas nami mikri mishpat." Okay, two dots. Itmar. Kinyin. Ad emasai chozer. How long do you have to be chozer from a kinyin? To retract from a kinyin? What is that? Rabba Omar calls mancha yoshvin. Rabbi says, as long as they're sitting there, let's say a kinyan is performed, as long as they're sitting there, that you can retract from the kinyan. Rav Yosef Amar calls mancha oskin ba'osu inyan. It was called asukin ba'osu inyan, as long as you're still involved in the discussion, which could be before or after. It could be, you know, sometimes after you finish something, you can sit in shmooze for another 2 hours. Or you could still be talking about something even after you get up. So, not one is earlier, one is later, but asukin ba'osu inyan can be before or after. Amar Rav Yosef, kavasai didi mistavra. Rav Yosef says, like me, is makes sense. Asukin ba'osu inyan, why? That's why he says, Amar Rav Yehuda, because of the case we just said. The case of three people going to be mevakar chola. They could either be edim, or they could be dayanim. And if you say, they can retract as long as they're all sitting together. Let's say they're sitting, and they're in the next room discussing what just happened. Maybe the Shechem Iran wants to retract, but you see that they're not worried about that. So it must be because once they are, once they are finished Asukin Bosu Inyan, even though they're still sitting there, still, he can't retract. So the Gemara, so doesn't that prove my Shidur of Yosef says? So Gemara says, there's no proof. Amar of Ashi, Amrita Lashmaita Kamed Rav Kahana, Ul Rav Yosef Minicha, you have the same exact question on Rav Yosef. What Valechosh Demahadabe? Maybe, right, even after Asukin Bosu Inyan, or during Asukin Bosu Inyan, either way, maybe they're not sitting there anymore, maybe they are. Maybe they finished the discussion, maybe they are.
There's no raya either way. Elamayis lechalameimar diyasliku me inyana leinyana. What are you going to tell me? Oh, we're not worried about retraction because we already finished asukan boso inyan. That's the ukimta that you say there. So hakanami's here too. To come of adiyasivu. Right, it must be here too that you could have an ukimta where they could judge it based on the case where they got up and now they are sitting again. So therefore, don't bring me any rayas from that story to your shita. The Gemara just says, oh, if it hilchos a kavasi to Rav Yosef, but we do hold like Rav Yosef in this case, but where else we hold like Rav Yosef? Besada inyin umechsa. The three cases called Sada and Yunamechsa. Sada we had earlier back in the first paragraph of Yud Beis, where there are brothers splitting up properties, and there's a machlokas there, whether if one of the brothers has a field next to one of the father's fields. Could that brother say, you know, can I please have that field? Right, it's me, the stone, no difference with you. So that's Sada, there's a machlokas there. Inyin, that's our case, Asukabosu Inyin. Mechza is going to come up later on Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. So we have passed the like of Yosef over Rabbah by Sada Inyin Umechza. Machlokas we've shown him here, whether Nemuki Yosef quotes both opinions. Does this mean we pass the like of Yosef in these three places in this Masechta or in Shas? Right, do we usually pass them like Rabbah elsewhere? So that's the Tosfos here says it only means within this Masechta. Tosfos in Vehilchasa. Only in this Masechta. One Ha'ara based on this Gemara relating to what we did previously. The Rashbam earlier noted that the only reason that the people that come to Mevakar Chola can be a Bezdin is because a Kinyan was made. If a kinyan wasn't made, and there's always the possibility of retraction, then they cannot be a bezdin. Because you can never judge something which can be retractable, which is could go back. That is what the Rashbam says. You look back now. Now we can understand this. Kufyud Gimel Amud Beis.
And
they witness the kinyan as well. Yeah. Well, you're for sure Edom. You're for sure Edom. The question is, can you jump and be better than Edom? It could be Dayanim. So either way, the Edom or the Dayanim could witness the Kenyan. The question is, once the Kenyan is done, it can't be retracted, either as Sukkot Boso Inyan or Yoshuan. That's what let's be the Rashbam.
They can't be Dayanim on the Kenyan.
Sorry?
But they can't be Dayanim on the Kenyan because the Kenyan is the type of
Edom. But that's part of Hodos Baldin. Part of Hodos Baldin is the Kenyan, and the Bezin could witness that. That's okay. Look at the seventh or eighth last line in the Rashbam. End of the line. Kufi Gimel Mabes. Vahani Mili. The end of the line says Vahani Mili. Vahani Mili de Imratu Osen Din de Mashma Shafilu Achola Eno Yachal Achzerbo Kugo Manishchemi Rabbi Mixas Utiika Kinyan de Sulo Matzi Hadarbe Kedamala Kamon Avo Below Kinyan Kivan Shayachal Achzer Ein Osen Din. If no Kinyan was done, then this whole discussion doesn't get off the ground. They can't be a Bezdin. Why? Shein Lahem LaDayanim Lasos Din Bedavar Sheefshar Lihi Batel. You can't do a din with something that he could change his mind. V'im danu edinam din. And even if they judged, it doesn't work. That is the shita of the Rashbam, based on the Gemara that we have here. Which, by the way, let's just mention this, then we'll continue, and then we'll come back. What kinyan are we talking about? What kinyan? So, Rov Rishonim say, Chalipin. Rov Rishonim say Chalipin, that is what we're talking about, specifically Kinyan Sudar. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in the Ramban and the Ran, San Antosis, say we're talking about all Kinyanim. All Kinyanim. But Rov Rishonim, when we pass on Shulchan Aruch, only Chalipin. Because other Kinyanim only have Toka de Dibur. That's it. If Toka de Dibur. Chalipin, Sudar. Then you have Asukan Bosu Inyan. That's what we paskin. Why is this? So we mentioned in the past how Chalipin is very different than any other kinyan. Every other kinyan has two elements. Every other kinyan has a maisa kinyan. There's a maisa kinyan. Hagbah, Meshicha, Chazaka, all types of maisa kinyan. And there's the das kinyan. The das to be kone, das to be makne, maisa and das. Chalipin, many achronim say, the primosha of Soloveitchik, the roots of it are already in the Rishonim. The chalipin only has das kinyan. Doesn't have maisa kinyan. There's no maisa. It's a symbolic act which is there purely to concretize my das. That's all chalipin is. Many rayas to this. Many rayas. Why would chalipin require to be witnessed? Kinyan we had earlier. Kinyan bifnei shnayim. We had earlier on daf mem, I think it was. Right? Kinyan bifnei shnayim. Why would no other kinyan has to be witnessed in order to be true?
And all of a sudden, when it comes to chalipin, kinyan bifnei shnayim. Why? The answer is because this is about concretizing a person's das. And if it's about concretizing a person's das, then you might have to be witness. Okay, we'll come back to chalipin, the uniqueness of chalipin, soon. Let's just try to finish first, and then we will come back if there's time, if not tomorrow. But that is the sugya of chalipin. Let's now continue. Ha'ish es bina, l'chulu. Back to the next line of the Mishnah. If you remember, the Mishnah had four categories. Mishnah back on Daf Kufches, the first beginning of the parak, had four categories. And we mentioned then that category 2 and 3 were exact opposites of each other. Right, the same exact case. One was nochel velo manchel, and one was manchel velo nochel. So the question is, why did the Mishnah have to say both cases? So the Gemara asked that question now. Hasu lamali, hatanale reisha, ha ish es imo, ha ish es ishto. Case category 2 already says a man yarshits his mother and a man yarshits his wife, so why do you have to mention to me the opposite cases? So the Gemara answers, hakamash malan, de isha es bina, dumya de isha es baila. A wife to a son is just like a wife to a husband. And it's not an exact parallel, so I'll translate it how the Rashbam reads it, even though it's not exactly parallel. Ma isha es baila, ein habal yorish es ishto bekever. Just like a husband-wife connection, if the wife dies first, the husband does not take what's ra'ui to come to the wife. Let's say a wife was owed money, was owed a milveh. So the husband does not take that. The baal does not yorish es ishto while his wife is bekever. Meaning if the wife dies first, he only takes muchsak and not ra'ui. Isha es bina, so too, isha es bina, ein ha-ben yorish es imo bekever. If the son dies before the wife, so then his yarshim, before the mother, I'm sorry, his yarshim don't yarshin from the mother, bekever, when he, the son, is dead, lahan chalachim min ha'av, to give it to his paternal brothers. Meaning the wife's relatives get it. But it doesn't go to the son. So it's not an exact parallel, because in the first case we're talking about the wife, the one who, person getting Yerusha from, is the one that dies. The Baal being Yorish doesn't get if the wife had died first, and here we're talking about the son is the one that died, it doesn't go through him. It's not an exact parallel, but that's how the Rishonim read the Gemara. There is an interesting, ha'ara here from the Avnim Iluim, from the Xos, in the Avnim Iluim, and that is, when we say, could have mentioned this a few days ago also, husband-wife, right, Isha, husband-wife, and wife-husband, the husband yarshins the nichsei milug of the wife. Right, we know there are two types of properties that the husband has of the wife, nichsei milug and nichsei tzon barzel. Nichsei milug are owned by the wife, and the husband is mole, gets to pick off peiros. That's maliga, means plucking. That's nichsei milug. Nichsei tzon barzel, says the Xos, the husband gets, but it's not called Yerusha. It's not called Yerusha. He just gets it because it's his. So in Barzel, go to him, and in the case of death or divorce, he has to give back the principal to the wife. That's not called Yerusha. He says, you know why you have to say this? Because of the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, based on this principle. What did our Gemara just say? That a husband does not yarshin the wife Baro'i on something that is coming to him after, but he does that, it's not Muchsak. So isn't Nichsit Son Barzel considered Ra'ui? Because the husband owes it to the wife at the time of death or divorce. Isn't that considered ra'ui? So why could the husband yarshin all the property of the wife? Says the Avnim Iluim, beautiful, in Simen Nun Beis, Nichsei Melug is called Yerusha, and that is Muchsa. Nichsei Tzon Barzel is not called Yerusha, it's just that he is kind of stepping into her shoes. Like we've had the concept of Kara Davu and Kam Tachtav, Tzon Barzel, because he owns it now, basically, and he's got to give it back in the future, but if that time period never comes in the future, he never has to pay it, so then that's it. He'll never have to pay it. To Benichsei Tzon Barzel, Eino Bok Klal Mitzad Yerusha, Ela Mishum Delo Higiyaz Man Piraon, Kol Shemesa Bechayev, Delo Karinan Bey, Kidlik Shitanas Tinasila Acher. That's the first Avnim Iluim in Simen Nun Beis. Okay, Vaitem. Amar Reb Yochanan Mishum Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon Devar Torah. We're about to quote a shita that we did not have yet. Shita that argues on our Mishnah. Devar Torah Ha'av Yorshes Beno Over Isha Yorshes Beno. A father yarshins a son and a mother yarshins if there's no father. Right? That's the shita of Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon. Shenemar Matos Makish Mata Ha'em Lamata Ha'av Ma Mata Ha'av Ha'av Yorshes Beno Af Mata Ha'em Isha Yorshes Es Bina. A mother could yarshin a son. That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. against our Mishnah. Based on this is a discussion we had yesterday, Friday a little bit, but also the Tosfos on the bottom asked this: if a mother could yarshin a son, so then why is the iser? We mentioned this question of hasavas nachla only formulated in the Torah that a woman should not marry a husband outside of her shevet. You know, her nachla is going to get lost. Should be the opposite too. Why? Because maybe a husband's going to marry a woman from a different shevet. He's going to die. His son is going to yarshin him, and then the son's going to die, and then the mother's going to get it from a different shevet. So, you know, why aren't we worried? So Tosfos discusses this on the bottom. Tosfos says, no, maybe the only time that Rebbe Shimon says a mother yarshins a son is if she's a gioris. So there's no other relatives. That's the ukimta that Tosfos gives on the bottom. But the Tosfos Arash in the Shita says, no, more pashat. Because the Torah's only worried about a direct. A wife marries, boom, at that moment, her nachla goes to another shevet. Here, two things have to happen. She has to die, and the husband has to die, and the son yarshins, and then the son has to die, and then the mother yarshins. A son dying before a mother is not normal, not usual, so therefore, we don't have to be worried about, that.
This is followed by our Mishnah.
Yes.
What is the source?
The source is this matos. You compare.
Is this a brisa?
I'm not sure if it's a brisa or if it's a drasha that he... I don't think it's a drasha that he would make up. You're not allowed to darsh... Right, he's darshaning it. Right, he must have a mesorah for this drasha.
Isn't that unusual?
I mean, you have it sometimes, but you're right. You're right, maybe it's a... Right, I'm saying it's not... Is it a... Rabbi Yehuda Shimon is a Tana. So he's saying it himself. It's a brisa.
It is a brisa.
Right, Rabbi Yochanan is quoting Rabbi Yehuda Shimon in a brisa. That would be the case. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Maybe we'll start. There was one other hara I wanted to mention on Yerushas Haben. But maybe we'll start with that tomorrow, and then we get into the Mishnah of the order of Nachlis. The order of Nachlis is tomorrow. Seder Nachlis Kachu. Okay, we'll stop here.